This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's been just a bit since we've had a great visit from CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher. He's with us tonight to talk a little bit about some things that have happened in the past week. Hello, Ian. How are you? Welcome back. I've missed you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I think it was a week ago today, before all the craziness sort of unfolded on the national stage with Utah, that Apple held its annual event and they unveiled the, the iPhone 17 and a few other things. So we thought we would get caught up. First of all, they unveiled something called the iPhone Air. What's up with that?
Yeah, so part of what Apple's been trying to do is that, you know, they've got their normal kind of $799 iPhone. That's the starter one, the iPhone 17 this year. But they haven't ever been able to figure out what works for the next step up from that. They've tried stuff like the iPhone Mini, right? That happened around 3 or 4 years ago. And they also tried stuff with the iPhone, the larger iPhone that they would sell, the Plus. And they didn't really sell very well. So now what they're doing is they're using that spot, the $1,000 iPhone, to show off what they say is kind of future technology, right? The ability to make an iPhone so thin that it is rather impressive if you see the photos. They hold it on someone's finger like a basketball, although I'm sure they found someone who's like the fattest finger at Apple to make it look as nice as possible. But, they say that they're able to provide not just a super thin iPhone, but also one that has what they say is all day battery life. And we haven't gotten all the reviews on it yet, right? So people are still figuring out whether or not the professional reviewers are seeing whether or not it moves through the paces. But the fact that Apple is able to make this thing is rather impressive, and seeing it up against all the other iPhones, right, and how thick they are, and the fact that it still has decent battery life is something else.
Apparently, the camera, there is some compromise, so you don't have the camera. What I think we're going to head toward, just as someone who is a fan of iPhones and Apple products overall, is that in a few years, we'll be talking about this thinner design, and it will have all the cool things that the 17 Pro and all these other pros have. They're just trying to figure it out, its evolution with the technology, because I think thinner certainly would be something that customers would be interested in. My biggest, I have my phone, and I have a case around my phone that I use is kind of my wallet. You know, my cards are in the back. It's clunky, you know, so I can put it in my shorts or in my jeans or whatever, but it's still a little clunky. But I like the bigger phone. I like the larger phone. If I could get this phone and have it new, sleeker design with the same, you know, screen size, I think that's what I would go for. And maybe eventually that's where we land.
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of people are thinking. There's also a lot of talk about how Apple is trying to make a folding phone. Samsung has their Galaxy Fold, which is not a cheap device. It's $2,000, right? So not very many people buy it. But it is a rather impressive feat of technology. And Google has one as right, the Pixel Fold. And Apple has kind of been left out of this. And the promise of it is really cool. Like, take a tablet, be able to fold it in half. Now it's a phone. That's amazing. So there's, on some level, a lot of people think that they're just showing off the half of the fold, right? They're saying, look at what we can do, how thin we can make it. Now you stack two of them on top of each other, and you've got a really nice phone. So that's also kind of what a lot of people are seeing when they look at it.
So Ian Scherer is here from CBS, tech expert. The 17 and the 17 Pro, significant differences from the 16 and the 16 Pro or not?
The kind of general consensus has been for the last few years that if you're upgrading from last year's iPhone, you're not really getting a lot. But most people statistically are now upgrading every 2 or 3 years. Or even longer. So for those people, it's significant changes. And that's kind of how Apple's designed it now, is that, you know, year to year, you're not going to be terribly impressed. But those changes stack up to a point where the camera is much different from what it was 3 or 4 years ago. The speed of the phone is that much different. You know, they've added stuff like the camera control button, and they've gotten rid of the mute switch over the last 2 years. So people upgrading, you know, every 3 years are going to feel a very different experience because of that. So, you know, the general, again, we haven't gotten the reviews that are official and the professionals, but the general consensus is that when you look at the specs and you look at what does the iPhone 17 offer that the 16 didn't, it's not that different.
So if I look at my, I'm just trying to see if I have a software update, because there's also new software. It's iOS 26, right? So that always, even if you have, you know, whatever phone you have, you're able to update the software. It's recommended, of course, that you do. Sometimes there's some bugs that they have to correct. Yeah, it looks like for me, I do not have the iOS 26. What the hell? Mine says 18.7. How would that be? That number doesn't even make sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I'd have to see your phone personally.
Because it says then also available update to iOS 26. So I have no idea what's going on with the number of my software. That's weird.
So at the bottom, what Apple does is that they try not to be too pushy. So they know that, you know, the security updates and the updates to the capabilities and everything, they say it's worth it. But a lot of people have criticized Apple and said, well, you know, when I get these software updates every September, my phone gets slower.
So
you're just trying to force me to update my phone. And so what Apple did is they said, okay, we're not going to force it. And what they do instead is that they put it at the bottom of the software update thing.
So that's where it
is. If you go into the software update and you look at the bottom of the screen and say, oh, this is also available. And at some point, they're going to force everyone over, but not for quite a while. And part of that is a reaction to the negative response they've gotten that even though they offer the software for you know, years-old phones, which is something that most other companies don't do, people still think that there's a conspiracy out there to force us all to upgrade. And Apple just doesn't want to deal with people complaining about it. So
that makes sense, because I know people do complain about it. I'm usually, okay, I want to get the new software, and then I want to read what the new features are and try to use them. Now, there's something, I was looking at, I think it's a Washington Post piece that talks about this update, and it says something about liquid glass. I have no idea what that is. What is liquid glass, and how does it affect, you know, the phone with this software update?
Well, if you're super techie, you will notice that what it does is it's a new look for the phone. So every couple of years, Apple plays around with the visual design, right, and what the buttons look like and everything. So this time around, what they're calling it is liquid glass, and what they kind of make it seem like is kind of if you imagine one of those magnifying glasses that you can put on a piece of paper. That it kind of gives that effect, but for the phone, and all of the buttons and everything have this new kind of shiny texture to them. For most people, it's not going to matter. The best thing about it is that Apple, when they do this, they spend a lot of time thinking about, hey, where are the button placements at the best places for everybody? Does it all make the most sense? Are there things that we do that are confusing? So, for example, the camera is one of those things. I see it all the time. People who are trying to kind of fiddle with their camera to get it the right thing for whatever they want to do. And in theory, Apple should be able to make a phone where the camera is just what you want every time.
Yes.
And so they've made some adjustments to it that a lot of the people out there who've tried it say, hey, this is actually a better design for the app and easier to understand.
Got it. Well, I'm going to probably download this tonight. One other thing before I let you go. This is ChatGPT related, but they're doing some new parental controls. Is this some? I always wonder how, you know, high school papers and all this stuff is being, you know, conducted. My wife uses ChatGPT quite a bit professionally, you know, and really makes good use of it. I think she's thrilled that she can use it. But so what's new with the parental controls?
Yeah, so one of the things that there's been a lot of concern about is we're seeing more and more stories of people in mental distress that are kind of being pushed to an extreme by these chat sessions sometimes they have with these bots. And a lot of people know, you know, hey, if you need help, you should seek out a human therapist, but not everyone always has one available or whatever. And even I have found that every once in a while, if I'm in the middle of kind of a stressful moment and I'm trying to work on something in ChatGPT, I'll just, as if I'm texting a friend, I'll just say, I'm having a rough day.
Right.
And we'll start a conversation that way. So the parental controls are actually for parents to be able to control what their kids experience there. You know, there's a lot of concern that teenagers who are in mental distress are getting, that the technology is not built to be safe enough for them. And in fact, the Federal Trade Commission recently asked all of the AI companies to provide information about the data they have on how children are using their features. So, you know, these companies, for the most part, have said, hey, we always encourage it be adults, and that we have warnings on the screen that tell you, you know, don't take this seriously and everything. But of course, that doesn't work for everybody. And so that's part of why they say, look, we're going to try and at least add some features. I don't know if it's going to be enough, honestly, but that's their reason that they're doing it.
Ian Scherer, I hope you had a great summer. We have fall approaching. Hope all is well in your world. We'll have to touch base a little bit more on technology here in the next few months before the holidays. Great to hook up.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ian.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.